The minhag Yisro is for Jewish women when they, before they enter the mikvah, they clean their nails and they cut their nails. Different minhagim, different chatzitza, but that's the minhag Yisro, that generally speaking, they cut their nails and they clean their nails. So the question is, let's say you show up to the mikveh with long but clean nails. So if it's during the week, it's not an issue, depending on how long the nails are, what the specific details are, you could always cut the nails then. The question is, let's say it's Friday night, and you go into the mikveh, and you show up in the mikveh with long but clean nails. So the question is, can a woman do a tefillah with long nails, with her clean? So dirty nails, that's the issue of a chatzitza. What about long nails? So the Taz's shita is that she can go to the mikveh, because there's a, against the shitas of the Ravyan, which the Rama seems to bring down, but the Ravyan shita was, as we'll see, Koha Omid Kakati, in other words, everything that something's gonna be cut right away, not right away, something that's gonna be cut in the future is considered to have been cut right away. So since a long fingernail will eventually be cut, we view it right now as it already has been cut, in which case that nail could be considered a chatzitza, a foreign part of the body. Either way, it's the shitas ha-ravan. So the Taz doesn't assume it's a chatzitza. Taz says that one, as we'll see, the Shach disagrees. So the Taz says that you could go to the mikveh without it, because it's only a minug of cutting the nails if they're clean, and as we'll see you won't be able to cut the nails, and therefore it's better to go to the mikveh on time, because that's the chiyuv. However, the Shach disagrees and says a woman should get her nails cut by a non-Jew, by a Gentile. Why? What's the svara of the Shach? The Shach writes that it's a fundamental machlokes, the Taz and the Shach, on whether having a non-Jew, you sticking out your hands, and a non-Jew cutting your fingernails, is that an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan? So this is what the Shach sheet is. First, the Shach sheet is, as we'll see, based on Tosfos in Shabbos, I think 94b, that Tosfos writes, he goes with the opinion of Rav Shimon, who says that cutting your nails is a malacha shein etzricha l'gufa. Well, we'll see, everyone could agree it's a malacha shein etzricha l'gufa, but Rav Shimon holds it's only an issa d'rabbanan. That's, so Tosfos defines it as a malacha shein etzricha l'gufa, and the other posts can point out many disagree with Tosfos, and in fact the Shulchan Aruch seems to go with the view of the Rivash that cutting nails on Shabbos is of Isra min HaTorah. There seems to be a machokas rishonim, achronim, on whether cutting nails is an Isra d'arais or d'rabban. What the Shach Shita is, he assumes if you have a non-Jew cut your nails, he says cutting nails on Shabbos is only a rabbinic prohibition. And so that makes it a shvus. And then having a guy do it is another shvus. It's shvus to shvus, the makkah mitzvah would be the sheet of the Shach. So what's the issue on whether it's a melacha she'ina tricha l'gufa or not. Because Tosfos, that's what Tosfos quotes, he assumes it's a melacha she'ina tricha l'gufa. Why? Because what do they do in the Mishkan? Which is they learn out the melachas. That when they would shear the sheep for the wool, that's like cutting hair and fingernails is merely to get rid of them. So therefore, you're just looking to get rid of them would be a malacha shein etzuchu l'gufa. Just like it would be by the sheep. So the reverse, so that's Tosfos sheet, it's a malacha shein etzuchu l'gufa, therefore it's only drabanan, so then you can get it's a shvist to shvist to maka mitzvah. The reverse disagrees and says, it's true that in addition so it's a machok, according to Tosfos, since the reason for cutting, shearing the wool was you wanted the wool. And therefore, but that if you did it to throw it out, it would only be a malacha shein etzuchu l'gufa. You want to get rid of the hair and fingernails. The fingernails are like the hair, and if it's a malacha shein etzuchu l'gufa, the Riva says that's true, but they also cut it off to make the animal's skins look nicer. So if you're going to cut your hair and nails to make yourself look nicer, so that would be a malacha tzricho gufa, that would be a mitzvah, that would be an issur min haTorah. So it's a major machlokas rishonim, whether cutting one's, if one would cut their own nails, would that be an issur d'oraisa? So would it be a malacha shein etzricho? If you hold up it's a malacha shein etzricho gufa, so according to Rav Shimon, would only be a derban. That's the way the Shach learns. And the Taz learns, you can't say shvist to shvist to maka mitzvah, because he holds it to deraisa, perhaps like the Rivash. However, even the Bir Halacha points out, even if we take the Rivash, that cutting nails could be a deraisa, but that's only if you're cutting nails or you're doing a haircut to make yourself look nicer. That would make it tzrichu l'gufa. But going to the mikvah, no woman is, they're not cutting their nails to make your nails look nicer. They're doing it, even if they prefer longer nails, they're cutting it to make it shorter nails because of the mikvah. Therefore, even according to the Rivash, the Shach could be right. So the Shach, so if you hold it to malacha shein tzrichu l'gufa, so the Shach says it's okay. It's a shrist, it's a shrist. Even according to the Rivash, who other times would call it a malacha shein tzrichu l'gufa, but here, you know, everyone according to everyone, you're not doing that, so therefore maybe the Shach would work according to both. But either way, that's the Shach sheet, the shrist, the shrist, the maka mitzvah. However, the Taz has a different shita, because he thinks if you have a non-Jew cutting your nails, it's worse than this in Issur Drabanan. And why? Because you're a Misayeya. You are helping it out. And therefore, according to the Taz, as a Beit Chiddush, or not a Beit Chiddush, that if you're being Misayeya, if you're helping, you're aiding and abetting, so perhaps you could be in violation of an Issur Min haTorah. So when a woman is going to stick out her hands to get her nails cut by the Gentile, she's facilitating it, and that's called Misayeya. And obviously the Shach disagrees and says that aiding the non-Jew is not the same as doing the act itself. So what's the base on it? Because there seems to be two different Gemaras about Misayeya. There's a Gemara in Be'ya and Chav Be'ezom and Aleph that someone who's sick, you could ask a non-Jew to put some ointment in your eye. And even though the Jew opens and closes his eyes, the Gemara says Misaya Imbo Mamish. It's not significant. This seems to be like the Shach. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Makkos, Chof Amid Beis, where the Gemara talks about if you're in the barber shop, and let's say you have your sideburns cut off, so you get Makkos, because it's about you're violating the Baal Takev about cutting your payas. So the Torah's prohibition against cutting this area, the sideburns. And even though he was just following the barber's directions, moving his head around, so we see Misayeh is significant. So we one year we have the Gemara in Be'ah, which seems to say Misayeh Embo Mamish, which the Shach seems to work with. We have the Gemara in Makis, Chafam and Be'ez, which seems to say the Misayeh makes a difference. Some Rishonim want to reconcile the apparent contradiction. There's a Ritva that wants to say that it depends. Opening and closing your eyes, that's not a problem. That's not because you do it anyway. That's a normal act a person would be doing. But so therefore, we don't consider a Misayeh Embo Mamish. However, when it comes to the haircut, moving around in different areas, I guess it depends how much you move around. I don't move around that much during my haircut. But moving around during the haircut, he assumes it's more not the non-normative movements, and therefore that's when it's Misayeh Mamish. So, so therefore, the Taz seems to be working with this approach, that when it comes to Misayeh Embo Mamish isn't a problem like the Gemara says, but Misayeh Yeshbo Mamish, because he's not acting in a normal fashion, he's lifting up his, you know, just like, so whether it's the mikvah lifting up your hands or moving around your head, so therefore that would be the Misayeh Embo Mamish. And according to the Shach, he works with the different reconciliation, that since there's no biblical prohibition to have one's nails cut on Shabbos, so therefore, it's a malacha shenit shikul gufa, therefore it can't be us, it has to be us or to begin with, like when you're sitting on the barbershop. So therefore, so what do you do? So I guess it depends. So different poskim discuss. If you forgot, then some poskim say you could follow the Shach, and therefore you should call you should get in touch with a non-Jew to cut your nails. What happens if you can't? So that's the shaila. Then can we rely on the Shach l'chadchila, and then the Taz b'di'ev, because the Taz is shita is you're not allowed to ask a guy. So clearly he assumes that it's just a minig of not the minig of going. According to the Shach, it's only a drabbanan, so therefore shvista makam mitzvah. But according to Taz, since it's a deraisa, so perhaps and you can't get a non-Jew, even getting a non-Jew would help, because that's according to the Taz, it could be Misayeh Mamish, and then perhaps then one could rely on the Taz and go without cutting. Speak to your local postache in terms of what the practice is.